The answer of the Lord Jesus went even further. Said, oh, but when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Doesn't say what. I'm taking it now that this may have been in the immediate past. A brother said a very interesting thing to me at a conference once, not so very long ago, when I happened to allude to this passage. He said that he thought, and I'll just throw this out, if you have any reason to doubt what he says, tell me, but it opened up an interesting avenue of thought for me. He said, this was probably something that had taken place in the past. And on whatever particular occasion it was, or this may have been the habit of Nathaniel to go away and to get some seclusion. And it's good to get seclusion with the Lord. Take time to be holy. Speak off with the Lord. Is there going to be that? Isolation from others and stepping aside, turning apart, evidently to meditate in the Word of God, and to have spiritual exercises. Lord Jesus physically had not seen him before. He wasn't there, he wasn't adjacent, he wasn't in the picture when Philip had gone to him. He said, and yet he could say, before Philip called you, when you're under the fig tree, I saw you. See these eyes as of a flame of fire? That was to do with the past. Evidently, before Philip called you, you were under the fig tree. That was behind, that was some time ago. The Lord Jesus knows everything about our previous history. He knows our past. He reads us like a book. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do it. Has our past life been such as has been pleasing to the Lord Jesus? Leaving aside our unconverted days, in our Christian pathway, in our spiritual history, in our spiritual lives, if the Lord Jesus were to meet us tonight, like he met Nathaniel, could he say, behold, a Brazilian, or a New Englander, or an Old Englander, or Bhutanese and Nepali, he said, if you're an Israelite in whom there's no crookedness, there's no God, could he say that of us? If he were to meet us, eyes as of a flame of fire. The next incident, really, that I want to speak about is in Matthew chapter 17. Verses 24 the 22nd. It's about the taxation system here. I don't know if we're any tax experts. I don't think any of us like paying taxes. And here, in addition to the Roman tribute and rendering unto Caesar things that were Caesar's, but there's a temple tribute. That's the meaning of the phrase, they that received the tribute money in verse 24. You see, they came to Capernaum. It's those who received the drachmas. That is to say, it was a Jewish personal tribute to the temple. Might call it a religious tax. And they came to Peter, these tax officials, those that received the tribute money, and they said, does your master, does your teacher, does your guru, your leader, does he pay this tribute? You know, is he the genuine article? Is he good? He's really saying, really the question was, is your teacher, is this rabbi, is this new teacher that you're following, is he a good Jew? And is he paying towards the upkeep of the temple? Peter, yes, Peter, he was very enthusiastic. Oh, yes, of course he is, yes. Yes. It was, you know, I have to admire Peter in ways, you know. He was always sticking up for the Lord, even though he's cutting off the servant's ear with a sword, you know. He thought, you know, his motivation, at least, we'll say this, there was a degree of enthusiasm and motivation, and he wasn't going to let anybody run down the Lord Jesus. He said, you're paying this temple? Yes. Without a thought, you know, without... Now, here's the thing. He said yes to something without consulting the Lord Jesus. That's a danger for us in the decisions of life that affect our careers or our homes or our futures. We're presented with choices every, you know, fun things every day. All day, every day. We're always having to say yes to something or to say no to something. Do we say yes before we consult the Lord Jesus? Do we commit, you know, Satan's very subtle. Well, the world's very subtle. And sometimes we get ourselves into situations, we're very quick to take a decision and to say yes or to do something. We don't realize the implications of it. We commit ourselves to a course of action, and then we tie ourselves up in knots and we can't extricate ourselves from the situation, maybe for years to come. Whatever it is. Because we say yes to things. And we make up our own minds about things, even with the best of intentions, without consulting the Lord Jesus. So it's clear, it's on the surface of the teaching here. But when we are presented with a given situation, we really ought to take it to the Lord Jesus. As Peter, he went ahead, he said yes, he committed himself. And then it says that when they were coming to the house, Jesus prevented him. Now that's another difficult 1611 word. It means that the Lord anticipated him. We which are alive and remain shall not prevent those that are asleep. It means precede. connection with the Lord's coming, the living believers on earth are not going to prevent, meaning to proceed, meaning to go before the dead, because the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then it says that he prevented them here.